two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Carey, Scott Mitchell. Normally, Scott is on the road doing the Pac-12 championship game tomorrow. Mitch Harper, KSLSports.com, and the host of Cougar Sports Saturday. When was the last time we got hosted at Cougar Sports Saturday? Back 2011? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's been a while. It was the Utah State game, so it's been a long time. But we'll be back December 14th. We'll be back getting ready for...
You know, back in my day when I hosted Cougar Sports Saturday, we didn't get more than a week and a half off.
Yeah, you had a run there.
I don't know what the deal was.
You were getting late night kick after late night kick.
Man, I was like, hey, man, when are you guys back on the air? You're like, December 14th. I was like, what? This is crazy. We've got something to get through here. We've got a... Speaking of being depressed, when we had some BYU fans in the house, and we were just, you know, what happens is just like my buddy who I was a roommate with at BYU, he texted me today. We've gone into our respective professions, and yet we revert back to being the grumpy fan the next day. I get a text from him this morning at 6 a.m., and it's like, what's our problem? You know, and I start going, something's never changed, right? And that's where a lot of people are right now. But we can all come together, Ute fan and BYU fan, to hate on the Utah Jazz. So let's kick things off here with our Jazz Notes feature right here at 8:05. Let's do it. Now, let's do the 8:05 cut then. Let's do the 8:05 cut. Let's do it.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
So, we go with distractions, right? Oh, my gosh. I just realized something.
Yes. Yes, that's right, Alex.
I looked to my
right. That's why I was getting ready for this show. I was so excited to talk about this one.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, let's didn't talk. Even think about this.
That's right, Alex.
I look to my right, and I see, normally I would say, my homie Nate, like you do on the Regulators song. But instead, I've got the two biggest LeBron lovers on the planet. In KSL Sports' department, Mitch Harper and Dallin Graff, who are like our resident Laker fans, I guess, with Matt Biamonte. Gosh, I don't even know why I did this. Well, then explain.
Feels like a Taco Thursday now here.
Get out of here.
Taco Thursday!
We do have the Polo Loco over here. We could get going, all right? But here's what I was going to say. First, I want to play some audio, and this is of the Jazz broadcast team. This is Craig Bowlerjack and Matt Harpering going full old guy, get off my lawn from these two guys when the Jazz were getting beat up. Let's take a listen to what their reaction was when LeBron came onto the court as basically the sixth man while he's on the bench. Take a listen to what it sounded like.
The game with Memphis. Inside Tony, blocked by Kuzma. Got it back. Big fella turns in a crowd. Continues to fight. Blocked again.
Look at LeBron. He's on the court.
With no shoes, mind you.
What is going on here?
That's some disrespect right there.
That's some disrespect.
Please.
Bowler not having it. Harper going, Harper going full. He advanced 2 decades just now. Look at LeBron without shoes on. That sounds like my dad when he's like, you're not going to put shoes on to go out and do that? Like, so LeBron gives his shoes away to a fan. And I know that it's weird because there was the travel that was a super weird video that everybody saw as soon as they watched this game end. LeBron acts like he's carrying the rock into the end zone, doesn't get called. Everybody freaks out. I think we're missing the point on the freakout, Mitch, and that is that the Jazz are in a real bad spot because all this happened when they were down 25 at the end of the game. I just don't know, and I'm not here to talk to you about the Lakers, so get your Lake show out of here, all right? But I do want to know what the problem is with the Jazz when you're 12-10 now, and it's not just the 12-10 record, it's the fact that you have been blown out game after game after game.
I think it's pretty simple, Alex. I think it's because they've played one of the toughest schedules in the league to this point. I mean, it's been kind of the recipe, I think, the last few years. It feels like the Jazz get this tough early season schedule, but then they turn it on in the back half. I mean, the Jazz have one of the easiest schedules remaining from here on out. So, I mean, I think this is going to turn around in a hurry. The Jazz just played a tough
schedule. I hate
that
that's been the argument in the last couple of years.
That's what it is, I think, right now, Alex. I mean, I think the Lakers will see it coming up. They got one of the toughest schedules this month in December. I think it just naturally happens. The Jazz will make up for it when they play the easier teams. It's just, I think it's just that simple. And the NBA plays itself out, the Jazz will be a 52-win team at the end of the day.
As a Lakers apologist, and you saw the gif of LeBron running down the court with the ball in the hand, stiff-arming Bojan. I think that's how it went down, right? The, like, revisionist history on how bad the travel was.
It's a blatant travel.
It was so bad. And a carry. So it was like him carrying the ball, and then he's like, oh, I am walking with the ball in my hand.
It was a move to dare the refs to call a travel on him. Like, I'm LeBron, I can do what I want, basically.
And he did it, and they didn't call it. And then him being a third of the way onto the court after Kuzma made the block, and they're running down the court. Is there a big market, small market kind of they don't respect the little guy, and the big guy can do whatever he wants? Is that a real narrative that we saw last night happen? Because we certainly saw it on social media today.
I think it's more just like the superstars of the NBA get to run the league. I mean, they run it, and guys like LeBron get to do what they want to do. And I don't think the thing with taking off the shoes was classless. I mean, the guys just had a back-to-back and elevation. Like, he's tired. They took care of business. Like,
you read the Lakers press release, basically. That's what it is. Because LeBron did the same thing where he's like, oh, yeah. Well, take a listen. This is what LeBron said. He said the same dumb excuse about, I've just been messed up on travel. Take a listen to what LeBron said.
I think I was ready to pass the ball, and my brain just kind of just kind of malfunctioned. I really had a malfunction. So, you know, I feel bad for the refs on that one because, you know, they probably get right on that one. That was pretty bad.
You feel bad for the refs on that? What about the guy on the third row who probably works at Adobe or something who was super mad about the call that wasn't made? I love how they highlighted a couple fans on the side court. And you could just see the conspiracy theories just churning about how these big markets can do whatever they want. I think the real problem in all this, though, for the Jazz is it's not going to get any easier. You don't just suddenly start. I mean, these haven't even been close games. And to go 1-4 on the road trip and then to come back and to get blown out by L.A., that is like such a low for Utah fans. And I'm telling you, there's a real problem with this idea of paying $33 million a year for Mike Conley. Jazz fans cannot stomach the fact that this guy is not producing. And I don't care how nice you are, because we love nice. We really, really love nice. Thanks for doing all your charity work. We appreciate it. Will you win a few basketball games for us along the way?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I remember when I got hired over the summer here on KSL, Alex, I mean, it was the summer of the Jazz. This was going to be the breakthrough season where the Jazz were going to show that they are in the power structure of the NBA, and it just feels like now it's a team that's just kind of going to be in the same position that they were the last couple years, where they're probably a 4 or a 5, and it's got the same feel. But now there's just higher expectations, and they're not meeting those at all. I do think, again, the wins will start to pile up soon, but I just think that the way that Mike Conley is playing has definitely been a huge disappointment. If they didn't have Bojan, where would this team be without that guy? I mean, he's the only guy that every single night you know you're going to get a big performance from him, because Donovan's been – his shot selection hasn't been great. I think that the Jazz, they got a lot of questions they got to answer right now.
The floater, you hate the floater? Is that what's going on? The floater doesn't work? Okay, the floater's fine. See, now I hate the floater. And I hate that Mike Conley's like, I'm going to hang my hat on the floater. Because the floater does not work for anybody. It doesn't work for anybody. It's just terrible. It's been so bad to watch some of these games. The turnovers were just so bad. It's such a bad basketball game to watch.
It was surprising to see how that game played out last night because you just thought Lakers back-to-back, the Jazz are going to get right.
They're
going to
show up.
Long winning streak over LeBron in Salt Lake, and the way that that game played out, it was shocking. I mean, I was telling our remote tech, Dallin, here, I was just like, I was stunned how that game played out because I thought there was no way that the Lakers were going to blow them out. I thought the Lakers would win, but still, I thought the Jazz were going to be like a classic LeBron and Salt Lake game, going down to the wire with a final shot on the line, but to get the blown out, that was a bit shocking.
You said that I was a bit shocked by that.
It was shocking.
Interesting.
The Lakers, though, show that they are probably the best team in the league, though, right now.
So here's what I hate about the Lake Show, too. The smiles on the sideline and the high-fiving each other. And, like, it just looked like it was so hard to watch. And, you know, when we're at broadcast house, what happens is at about, I don't know, 6 o'clock or so, you see a bunch of your weird friends start rolling across the street, and they're like, I've always had this Dwight Howard jersey. What? Oh, like they start acting like it's just so. And he had the purple tips on last night on his hair. It was classic. You might as well have Kim Kardashian shooting threes for the Lakers last night. It was just such an abomination. Walking around on the court with no shoes on, walking around the court with your basketball in your hand, forgetting you're playing. I mean, this must have been a long road trip. Do you know what I'm saying? No, but I do feel bad for those refs. Good guys. I'm like, that is so dumb. I can't believe he said he feels bad for those refs. You feel bad for the refs? Gosh darn it.
The Lakers are back now, Alex, and that's the problem.
Stop with the Lakers are
back. The Jazz
back,
are going to get better, though. I think this is going to be a short-term deal. They're going to get right very soon.
This is you sound like a yeah. Now you sound like a USC fan. You know, I think it's nice you came down to LA. What a fun time that you guys had down here. Wasn't it beautiful?
Scott anyway. Would be very proud of me right now.
Yeah,
he would be so proud.
I hate this. All right, we're here at the warehouse in Orem, Utah, 86 East University Parkway in Orem. And Tom Curl, who's the owner of the warehouse, there are deals always to be had at the warehouse. And the adjustable beds, I'm seeing them stacked up around here, and that means. Guess what? They are ready to move these things. You have all these deals going on with the adjustable bed from the very bottom level, just entry level for you.
Boom,
boom, boom.
Boom.
And all the way up the line to the most luxurious ones, you can get deals on the adjustable beds.
Let's real quickly just talk about if you want the very best queen, the queen set that's like a $9,000 deal, I'm going to do it for $14.99.
Normally, and we're talking about normally this
the
is going to be.
The base, when you come down here, I can put you on the internet. The base is $4,400 for the base.
So they're walking out of here already half off of the base, basically, just for the whole setup.
The mattress is a 12-inch gel-infused memory foam base that is name brand. We're not talking made in Indonesia, filled with sand memory foam.
Bad
we're
stuff.
Talking name brand, expensive, nice, the entire thing for $14.99. Let's talk about a couple of other deals. You're sitting on one of the best deals I've ever had.
All right, what do we have here? Because we're in the power recliner on both sides. Got the console in the middle with the two drink holders.
This is $2,700 at the guys in Salt Lake. They're down the street.
Right. Up here, they're across the street.
Up the street.
Okay.
Whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
This is a deal that I got from a lost container. The container was lost in the freight yard. They found it 9 months later. They do an inventory, all the tags, the scans that
they
got to
do.
Stuff.
Yeah, sure.
They figure out what it is. I bought it through the insurance company because the people who were supposed to receive
they didn't want it anymore.
They're not going to take it.
Okay, so what's the deal on it?
Make the long story short, this is $2,700. It's Italian leather, power recline, power headrest.
Right, we did
recline.
Both on me, yeah.
It's got USBs. It's got cooled, you know those.
Oh, yeah, the little drink holders.
You know those, what do you call them, water things that you put ice in and it lasts for 3 days? These cup holders are that same material.
Yeah.
This has USBs in the console. This is incredible, $899.
$899 for $27.99.
And it's the best brand. If you come in, you'll know the brand.
Okay. All right. So come down. Get the deals. 86 East University Parkway in Orem. or up at the Salt Lake store, of course, as well. The deals are many and plenty here at the warehouse. Tom Kroll's the owner. Boom! We'll be right back.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.